Country Bob FM. All right, Almanac time, Bob FM. Today we're going to start the Almanac with a Bob FM Almanac salute.
All right, if you're going to keep on singing, would you do me a personal favor and sing the song you sing with the chore?
Chore?
Yeah, you know when the fellas in the band all stand up together, they sing with you,
C-H-O-I-R is choir.
Oh, I didn't know you said it like that.
Jerry Lewis passing away over the weekend yesterday, age of 91 for the great Jerry Lewis. Funny, funny man. Him and Dean Martin made a pretty good team.
One of a kind guy, that's for sure. And they did make a great team. And then they had their differences, but they thankfully solved those.
They did in the mid-70s. They reunited on and one of the telethons for Jerry Lewis.
I'm not going to hurt you.
You're not?
It's not.
Oh. Will you buy me a ticket, please?
No, I think you should let your daddy buy you a ticket.
Boy, when he would go high, he'd go high.
Yeah.
He could do that. He could do the nasally voice, but he could be serious, too. Jerry Lewis, dead at 91. And
how
Dick
many
Gregory.
Years did he do the telethon? It was
years and years
it was
and years.
Over close to 40, I'll
They kind of booted him out a few years ago. Was it 2010 or something?
Yeah. Rather, that was surprising.
Today is Monday, August 21st, 233rd day of the year, 132 days left to go. They patented Venetian blinds on this date, 1841. Where would we be? Make sure you have your Venetian blinds open today so you can see the effects of the eclipse.
Right, right.
John Hampton was the man who patented Venetian blinds, 1841. 1911, Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa, stolen from the Louvre Museum in Paris. It was recovered 2 years later, 1911. That is a much sought-after piece of art, Neil.
Yeah, lost her smile and lost her place on the wall.
1912, Arthur Eldred of Oceanside, New York, became the first Boy Scout to reach the rank of Eagle Scout.
Nice work,
first one ever.
That's pretty good.
1922, you've
They hadn't been around that long, though, by then.
You've heard of a man called and named Curly Lambeau?
Yes.
He started the Green Bay Football Club on this date as the Green Bay Football Club were awarded an NFL franchise this date, 1922. Packers have been around for a while.
Yeah, they have.
And they're owned by their fans.
Well, it's a very unique thing.
1923, Kalamazoo, Michigan, an ordinance was passed forbidding dancers. Now, they never would have been able to film Dirty Dancing in Kalamazoo, Michigan because the ordinance forbade dancers from gazing into the eyes of their partner.
Really?
Whether you were married or not, apparently. You just couldn't gaze into the eyes of your partner. They were more into the square dancing, I guess, back then.
Yeah, that'd be a hard ordinance to police, I would think.
You couldn't enforce it.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
You'd have to have police officers at every dance, square dance, hootenanny, shindig,
right.
Hee-haw. 1923.
Soiree.
1931, Yankee slugger Babe Ruth hit number 600 on this date, and 31 on his way to
714.
1950, United Nations moved into their new headquarters. Brand spanking new. They're still using the same headquarters there right off of the shoreline in New York. You see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that familiar shape.
Yep.
The United Nations, 1950. United States ordered construction of the first atomic submarine, the Nautilus, on this date in 51. 59, Hawaii became the 50th state. This was the date we reached 50, and we've been on 50.
Yeah.
Since 1959. Puerto Rico seems to be teetering on the edge of becoming a state, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen. U.S. President Eisenhower on this date then issued the order to change the flag. Had to change the flag, so the president had to issue the order. They called up Betsy Ross's...
Kim?
Yes, exactly. Like her granddaughter, great-granddaughter, to do a little sewing.
Huh.
1959.
Yeah, 51 stars, wouldn't be...
We'd have to just slap it in the corner somewhere, down, It just... an even number works really well.
Yeah.
1983, former Philippine Senator Benigno Aquino assassinated. That was Corazon Aquino's, was it her husband or father?
Husband.
Husband assassinated while exiting his plane in Manila.
It might have been like an inside job, like one of his bodyguards or something.
Well, the Marcoses then rose to power, so they were probably behind it.
Yeah.
Ferdinand and Imelda Marcos, 1983. 1992, he was the Scud Stud, but apparently he was too studly for NBC News, or he was too studly to go to Croatia. He was, of course, covering the Iraq Desert Storm, Desert Shield, and he was reporting on the Scuds, and he became known as the Scud Stud, Arthur Kent.
That's right.
But he refused an assignment to war-torn Croatia. I'm not going there. They don't have any Scuds. That's what he said. They don't use Scuds in Croatia. And then he was fired by NBC News. Hmm. See you later, Arthur Kent. 1997, Hudson Foods closed a plant in Nebraska. It recalled not just a few pounds of ground beef, 25 million pounds of ground beef had to be recalled. It was potentially contaminated with E. coli.
Oh.
It was the largest food recall in U.S. history. As you might expect, Hudson Foods did not recover and survive. They were bought out by Tyson.
Wow.
25
million. That's a lot.
1998, Wesley Snipes received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. White Man Can't Jump. He was, of course, great in Major League. You know, he got that star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Then he forgot to pay his taxes on it.
So somewhat tarnished.
You have to pay your taxes when you receive a star in the Hollywood. Right, even Uncle Sam wants, and the IRS wants, their piece of the star of the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And it was this date 5 years ago when we saw the Royal Bum.
Oh, yes.
Showed up on TMZ, TMZ.com, printed pictures in the buff of Britain's Prince Harry. He was partying in Las Vegas. He was a prince. He has money. People seem to congregate to that, and he kind of took advantage of that. But he got rid of his royal robes, and he showed the royal jewels. 2012, this day, TMZ.com. You can still see it. It's on YouTube everywhere.
I'm sure.
Let's move on to birthdays now.
Take my hand. Let's walk through.
He's one of the best. Great song from Kenny Rogers. Love the world away, would you?
It's a good one. How old is Kenny?
Kenny is 79 today for Kenny Rogers. An evening with Kenny Rogers. Is he still touring? He was as of the last year or so, I thought I saw.
I think he's... I thought he had done his farewell tour, but he's still out. I think he's coming to the casino here.
Well, if Frankie Valli can do it at 83 or whatever he is, Kenny Rogers, and got started with the first edition. He got done. Got started doing psychedelic music. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. And then once they did Lucille, the conversion to country was on for Kenny Rogers, and he has been a star ever since. One of the biggest ever, biggest record sellers ever. 79 for Kenny Rogers today. 78 today for one of the Statler brothers.
John is big in cattle. Ray is deep in debt. Where Mavis finally wound up is anybody's bet. Linda married Sonny. Brenda married me. And the class of all of us is just part of history.
He's got some golden tones there. It's Harold Reed baritone for the Statler brothers. He and his brother Don, of course, two of the four members of the Statlers.
Baritone or bass?
He is bass. Yeah. He is bass, not baritone. Baritone is, what's his name, Harold Balsley. He's the baritone.
Okay.
Bass is lower than baritone.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Harold Reed. He is 78 today.
Another day goes by. Still the children cry. Put a little love in your heart.
What the world needs now is love.
We won't let
so put a little bit of it in your heart, would you?
Put a little love in your heart.
Jackie DeShannon is 73 today. Happy birthday.
We'll be.
She also wrote Betty Davis Eyes. You should listen, go on YouTube one time and listen to her version of Betty Davis Eyes. A complete departure of what we heard Kim Carnes do in the 80s, the big Emmy winning and Grammy winning and Oscar winning
but
and
Tony winning song. But it is the same song.
It's the same song, just a total different arrangement.
Okay.
So Jackie DeShannon is 73. Willie Lanier, 72, played for the Kansas City Chiefs, defeated the Vikings in Super Bowl IV.
I didn't like it.
As the Chiefs offense was matriculating the ball down the field against the vaunted Purple People Eaters. Willie Lanier was shutting down Joe Capp and the Vikings offense.
He was on the defense.
He was a linebacker, was he not?
I believe he was.
Willie Lanier is 72. Kind of a drag. Song you can hear on our sister station, the Big Q, 95.9.
One of my all-time faves.
Also 106.1 HD3, by the way. FYI.
Sure.
Don't You Care, Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Hey, Baby, they're playing our song. And this one here, Kind of a Drag, from the Buckinghams. The leader of that group, Carl Giammarisi, is having a birthday today. He is 70. Carl Giammarisi, happy birthday going out to you today. Loretta, the great Loretta Devine, is 68. She was in one or two of the Madea movies, Grey's Anatomy, so much more, Waiting to Exhale. She is 68 today. Harry Smith gives us the news.
I'm Harry Smith.
And I'm Kathleen Sullivan. Tomorrow, continuing coverage of the U.S.-Libyan conflict.
Reaction from Washington, Libya, and my
Here's a familiar voice for you, huh? Harry Smith. He's now with NBC. That's when he was with CBS. He's 66. Lead guitarist from the Mavericks. Happy birthday today. 63 for Nick Kane.
Oh, sure.
Member of the Mavericks, the lead guitar. Happy birthday to him. Archie Griffin, the only man to win two Heisman trophies for Ohio State, the Ohio State Buckeyes. You know, he's one of those Heisman Trophy winners, and there are many of them, Neil, that never really amounted to much in the NFL.
Yes.
And he's one of them.
And he won two, let's see.
Back-to-back years. Is 73, 74, 70, 72, 73, somewhere there?
73, 74. Yeah, nobody's ever done that since.
Archie Griffin, usually they just go to the NFL.
Right.
You win one and you're gone.
Yeah.
You bolt.
Yeah,
that wasn't the case at that time.
That was in the day. Yeah, he came back for another year and won it again.
So he is 63 today. Kim Cattrall, 61, best known for Sex in the City.
Yeah.
You have betrayed the Federation. All of you.
And what do you think you've been doing?
Saving Starfleet. Klingons cannot be trusted.
Yes.
Oh.
Sir.
You know, Kirk said that. Klingons killed his son.
Right.
David. He could never trust Klingons.
Right.
But there she is in that Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country. Kim Cattrall as a Vulcan. She was a Vulcan, not soldier, but a Vulcan officer. On the Enterprise.
Nice.
She is 61. Thank you for saying nice. And, of course, she was in a little something here. As teenagers, we love the movie Porky's. Oh, she was in Porky's. Kim Cattrall is 61 today. Sister Sledge, 59. Kim Sledge from Sister Sledge. One of the sisters. We are family. Yeah. I got all my sisters and me. She's 59. How about a punky QB?
Take the reverse. McMahon deep. Chris Curtis. Touchdown!
Nice little victory for the Vikings over the Kansas City Chiefs, 1993. Jim McMahon was our quarterback for 1 year. Warren Moon then came in the year after in 1994. Jim McMahon led the Chicago Bears, a Super Bowl XX, a championship over the New England Patriots. You remember it well?
Yes, I do.
He wore the headbands. He was somewhat defiant in the face of Pete Rozelle.
Yeah, and he was in their music video.
Yeah, he's the punky QB known as McMahon.
Yeah.
Jim McMahon, 58. He's now suffering from the CTE kind of stuff.
Yes, I heard that.
Memory and dementia and that kind of stuff. Because he took some hits.
Yeah, he did.
He would stand in there. He was a rough guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that was that one guy from Green Bay that blatantly body to body, side to side, suplexed him onto the hard turf at Soldier Field. I remember that. And that was, and he I think he was the same one who had that towel down his leg, and he would put the numbers of all the players that he had knocked out.
He had his own hit list.
He did. He had his own hit list.
Very weird.
And I can't remember his name, but he was a Packer. Jim McMahon is 58 today. Carrie Ann Moss is celebrating. She was in the Matrix movies.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Neil.
How do you know that name?
I know a lot about you.
Who are you?
My name is Trinity.
Yeah, she's Trinity from the Matrix Trinity. It was a trinity of movies, and she was Trinity. I don't know if that's a coincidence or not. She was also in Chocolat. You ever see Chocolat?
Chocolat.
Have you seen that?
No.
You're going to want to.
It's good.
She is 50 today.
Is she Do you like her better than Carrie Ann Inaba? I mean, what's your favorite?
Or Randy Moss.
Yeah. Well, there you go, too. They might
Amy
be
Fisher, the Long Island Lolita.
Oh, yes.
Is 43 today. Is she officially white trash? Was she white trash before? If she wasn't, she is now.
Yeah, when you shoot somebody in the face.
She had a little something for older chunky guys who like to wear Zubas. Amy Fisher, 43. Yeah. Country singer Casey Musgraves, 29. She had a lot of good hits, none of which I can play due to copyright issues right now.
You
got the biscuits thing and the merry-go-round.
Yeah.
Casey Musgraves, 29. Hayden Panettiere, 28 today. She's the young blonde singer on Nashville.
Yeah.
Juliet Barnes on that Nashville show, if you watch that.
I remember in Heroes.
She was in Heroes as well. Yeah, she's 28 today.
Yeah, nice.
And you know
lady.
What? My wife and I just got done binge-watching Breaking Bad. We just finished it last night with the finale. Shocking finale to Breaking Bad. We're a little bit behind the times. We didn't catch it when it was on, and now we spent the last few weeks. Oh, yeah. Very good show. And the young man who played Walter Jr.,
right,
on Breaking Bad is 25.
This here, all the stuff I've been through, and you're scared of a little chemotherapy?
There he is talking to his dad, played by Bryan Cranston.
Sure.
That young man, RJ Mitty, is 25. He has cerebral palsy.
Oh.
And he plays an actor who has cerebral palsy in the show.
Huh.
And he is 25 today.
All right, let's move along into the gone but not forgotten category. And let's start with band leader Count Basie.
Of all the gang, myself, we sincerely hope you've enjoyed this as much as you've enjoyed working for us. It's been swell. And you did been just swell. Wonderful again. So until we meet again, thanks a million again. And invite us again back soon, very shortly, hope. Until we meet again, good evening.
He was tap dancing there. Yeah, I never knew Count Basie could tap dance, but he did.
Yeah. And, of course, he makes a cameo in Blazing Saddles in the middle of the desert.
Why wouldn't he? Who doesn't?
Which was great. There's the great Count Basie and his orchestra, 1904. Hockey Hall of Famer Hector, call him Toe Blake. He won 8 Stanley Cup championships during his great career.
Had to have been with the Montreal Canadiens. Anybody with that number of Stanley Cup championships during a career
probably
had to be with the Canadiens.
What do you think of the nickname Toe?
I'd like to know how he got that. Would he take the toe of his stick, or would he kick the puck? Did he have a big toe, or did he not have a toe?
He must have.
Maybe he was missing his toe, one of his toes, his big toe.
And it was, it was T-O-E, too. It wasn't T-O-W like that toe. It was T-O-E. And one of the great sportscasters, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Into deep left center for Mitchell, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Pena in a jam.
I love that one.
Here's Aikman. He gives it to Smith. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. What a play that was, Hank.
Hank Stram and Jack Buck made a pretty good pairing there for a while. Jack Buck, the great, and the patriarch of the Buck clan. A lot of people not as enthused about his son Joe, who gets a lot of good assignments.
Yep, he's somewhat polarizing for some folks.
Yep, Jack Buck, though, I think was pretty well respected and liked. 1924 for the great Jack
people
Buck.
Play-by-play guys, and maybe they were just better. I don't know, but it seems nowadays people are just so much more opinionated
about,
and maybe it's because they have the ability to give their opinion on social media and whatever.
That's true.
And chat rooms.
Yes. Princess Margaret Rose, born on this day, 1930. She is the sister of England's Queen Elizabeth II. Basketball Hall of Famer. He was quite a ladies' man, too.
Nobody scored more on and off the court than Wilt Chamberlain.
Chamberlain, the great Wilt Chamberlain, born on this day, 1936. The only man to score 100 in a game. He did that in 63, I believe it was, with Philadelphia. And then, of course, had a great career with the Lakers, too. Wilt Chamberlain, 1936. Another great sportscaster and a very recognizable voice was ABC's Chris Schenkel.
Bringing you competition between the finest bowlers in the world. It's a professional bowler's tour.
Double exposure.
He got it.
He did it.
Converted.
Great pickup there. Chris Schenkel, born on this day, 1936. 23. And Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Joe Strummer, he was a member of the rock group The Clash.
Should I stay or should I go?
Should I? Great.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go because that's it.
That's it.
1952. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Almanac is a presentation of
our friend Kurt Weers over at United Country Realty. Thank you, Kurt, for supporting our Bob Almanac. Nobody knows the country like Kurt Weers in Annandale.
Monday, August 21st, Eclipse Day here today. We'll wrap up the Bob Morning Show in just moments. Now, the Dirt Band.
Get up in your high horse, woman.